This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, President Putin is calling the Russian offensive in Mariupol a success. But Ukrainian forces are still managing to hold on there. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Russia has ordered its troops not to storm the last remaining Ukrainian stronghold in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol. Russian President Vladimir Putin has instead ordered Russian military forces in the port city to block it so that not even a fly comes through. The only remaining Ukrainian forces are holed up in the sprawling Azovstal steel plant. Nevertheless, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the rest of the city has been liberated.
Karen Shamas reporting. It's outrageous and inexcusable. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi describes what appears to be a communications breakdown that led to an urgent evacuation of the U.S. Capitol last evening. Police thought an aircraft was a probable threat, though it turned out it was only carrying U.S. Army parachutists to Nationals Park for an event before a baseball game. The FAA says it's reviewing what appears to be a communications failure. The CDC still thinks masks should be mandatory when you travel, but a federal judge ended the federal mask mandate on planes and trains and in travel hubs, so now the Justice Department is filing an appeal. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The administration itself has been giving mixed messages.
Should people continue to wear masks on planes?
That's up to them.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the president Tuesday was answering the question quite literally, given the court order.
People are not legally bound to wear masks.
While noting he's encouraging travelers to keep wearing masks, it's still required on Air Force One. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gas is $4.12 a gallon this morning, up 5 cents in a week. This is AP News. The number of COVID cases is coming down, says the World Health Organization. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
The World Health Organization says there's been a 24% drop in COVID cases last week compared to the week before, with about 5.5 million new cases around the globe. The weekly death toll was lower too, more than 18,000 people, a drop of 21% from the week before. Officials caution, though, many countries have changed their testing strategies, lowering the numbers as a result. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths at close to 3,100 last week. Since the pandemic began, nearly 6.2 million lives were lost around the world to COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sales of existing homes fell in March 2.7% to the slowest pace in nearly 2 years. Blame rising mortgage rates and record high prices. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.